From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. People in the North African country of Tunisia are waking up to a new reality today. Weeks of violent protests that culminated yesterday forced the country's president to seek refuge in Saudi Arabia. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley is in Tunis. She's been out on the streets today.
The shops were burned. The train station was halfway burned to the ground. And there's been a lot of damage. This morning, what you see is I'm out in the street. You see a lot of people sweeping up after the damage, and you see a lot of policemen out, and they're all carrying these billy clubs. And then there are people walking up and down. There's still tension in the air here.
Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Tunis. President Obama is urging Congress to maintain a spirit of common cause following last weekend's shootings in Tucson that left six people dead and Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords among the wounded.
We carry on because we have to. After all, this is still a time of great challenges for us to solve.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address and the GOP address. Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake echoed the president's remarks, saying the shooting has brought politicians together. House Republicans are set to return to their agenda next week. They met at their annual retreat in Baltimore this week to talk strategy, as NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
At their retreat this weekend, Republicans worked on issues that are coming up this spring, such as the debate over spending cuts and raising the federal debt ceiling so the nation can continue to borrow. Florida Congressman Tom Rooney said it would be a difficult vote for fiscal conservatives, and lawmakers had many questions.
What's the absolute bare minimum of the debt increase needs to be? When can it be put off until? When's the absolute, last moment that we have to do it? What can we do before that to show where we are?
Meanwhile, Republicans are set to take up a bill to repeal the Democrats' health care overhaul next week, with a vote as soon as Wednesday. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Baltimore.
Investigators working to determine the cause of last year's deadly coal mine explosion in West Virginia have discovered malfunctioning safety systems in the Upper Big Branch mine. That's what Howard Berkus has learned in NPR's ongoing investigation.
Multiple sources familiar with evidence gathered by investigators say water-based safety systems were not functioning properly on April 5th, when 29 mine workers were killed at Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine. Included are the fire suppression system for the massive cutting tool called a shearer on the mine's longwall mining machine, along with two devices that spray the machine and the coal it's cutting with water. The longwall and the shearer are believed to be the starting points for the massive explosion that traveled 2 miles underground. One device was disconnected or broken, another had missing and clogged sprayers, and appear to have had nails driven into some sprayers. The result, our sources say, was a lack of spraying water that could have helped prevent the explosion. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. South Korea and Japan are still taking a hard line toward North Korea's efforts to get aid in return for nuclear disarmament talks. South Korea's foreign minister concluded a meeting today with his Japanese counterpart, saying North Korea has failed to provide evidence that it's serious about abandoning its nuclear program. Japan says it agrees the North must demonstrate a true commitment before stalled talks resume. There is a report that suspected Somali pirates have seized a South Korean freighter. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the vessel was seized in the Indian Ocean today and that there are 8 South Koreans among the 21 crew members. French prosecutors have now officially called on France's domestic intelligence agency to launch an investigation into allegations of industrial espionage against its auto industry. Frank Browning has that story from Paris.
It's hard to know which fear obsesses the French more, the possible collapse of the euro or the Renault car company's complaint of an industrial spy plot to sell secrets concerning its new electric car technology to an unnamed huge Asian country. With huge public debt and stubborn 10% unemployment on everybody's mind, France's state investment in building new electric cars has been seen as a way out of the euro mess and into a booming global market for low-pollution electric cars. But selling the secrets of the new car technology to Asian competitors looks to many here as close to treason, which is why the intelligence service has been called into the picture and could also cool trade and political relations between France and Asia's largest economies. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.
Support